Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock god Rick Maxa, we just heard he's catching big ones down at Hurricane Bank on the Royal Star.
With Stoss,
yeah. All the good guys. He's got some talent on there. But we've got talent right here in the mighty 1090 studio today. Captain Mark Rayer and Deckhand Jack from Genren Sport Fishing. We're giving away a phenomenal prize. An Accurate Piranha rigging plier. Great set of pliers. What do those cost, Jack?
They're about $100.
Really, yeah. A nice, you know, pair of pliers.
Walking around money.
Yeah.
We love them.
They're really nice. So they
rigging
have the
pliers.
Right. Now, why do you call them rigging pliers?
Because the main design is not to be yanking 8-0 hooks out of big tuna. You can do it, but it's really for rigging, which means it'll cut spectra like a knife, like a razor blade.
Yeah, and you can replace the little blades,
yeah,
too, if you need to. Right?
And they have a set of jaws that were actually redesigned that allows you to pull the tag end on a knot that you're tying onto a hook and really cinch it down like a San Diego jam where you need to pull the tag end. The jaws now are like interlocking.
Yeah.
So they'll grab the mono really nicely.
Yeah.
But that's what they're for.
But
yes.
That interlocking allows you to do split rings too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can get two different versions. There's a split ring version, and there's one without the split ring.
Without the split ring.
Either way. And the jaws are interchangeable.
So you
can go back and forth. But we encourage you to buy two.
Yeah, there you
understand.
Go.
You know.
I love them. You can open those split rings without breaking your fingernails or cutting it half off with the knife, or it just opens them perfectly.
Yeah, it does. So one lucky caller is going to win that pair of pliers today, courtesy of Jack and Accurate. A line open right now. I can't believe it. 877-792-1090. A line open there, and a line open at 858-457-1090. Let's find out what's biting the catch report today. The FishDope.com report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing, they're absolutely San Diego's finest. That's why they're known as those fish pros. Once you try them, you're going to get hooked. You know, people go to other places, and then they always come back to Fisherman's Processing. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as the best in smoked fish, the best jerky, and famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. Let's talk to our private boater buddy, fishdope.com reporter Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete, Mark, Jack.
Mark,
hey, how about that rock hot Rick starting off with a 200-pounder, man? Not
sweet,
bad, huh?
That's a good way to start your trip.
Oh, God. Good for him. Hey, guys. Well, we certainly had the November to remember, and the beat just goes right on into December here. It's hard to believe. We got biting fish and nice weather, so let me hit a few of the highlights of what's going on out there. At Catalina, we got a little more squid showing up here, backside east and backside west. That bodes well for our wintertime season. Love to have that bait around. It gathers up them yellows and sea bass. Not too much yet, but soon coming. But for you guys looking for that early season sea bass, you know, that Orange Rocks area, the ledges off of Ben Weston, watch out for the closures there. And then the outside spots outside West Cove, there are all good early season sea bass spots to keep an eye on. Also, Catalina, lots of bonita there, east end up towards Long Point. You know, it's good fun fishing, that's for sure. But those bonitas are great lobster baits, and it's been pretty good hooping over at Catalina. I just talked to some of my friends yesterday there. They've been mopping them up. Along the coast here, best news in the Long Beach area has been that local squid being around. Commercial guys pretty much thinned it out, but there's still plenty for bait in that 38 up and 09 out zone outside the junction there. And a little bit of rumors of sea bass on there. Guys marked a few fish here and there. I had actually friends checking it last night. Haven't heard back from them yet, but from the squid zone up to that 105 area on the east end of the horseshoe is a good area to keep an eye on. Offshore, man, lots going on yet. One of our customers, another deep drop swordfish below the east end of Catalina on Thursday. This one was a smaller fish. The last one was 188. Didn't get a chance to weigh this one up to me when he brought it by, maybe buck and a quarter like that. But he was fishing his bait down about 1,300 feet, had a buoy on it, and got bit there and caught him in pretty good time there, 45 minutes, I think he said it was. Avalon Bank, the 277, a good area to keep an eye on. There was another swordfish caught in there last weekend also. So there's definitely a few around, still a few marlin around also. There's one caught after Thanksgiving. But the water is still looking good in many different areas, plenty good enough, you know, 64, 65 like that for the end of the season's fine. A few sleepers being seen down there in the tuna ground, so I got a feeling the last one of the season's yet to be caught. That bluefin's definitely still biting on the 60. That big fish that was making the headlines look like they've moved on somewhere, but them 20 to 50s are biting good. Most of that's on the anchor on the bank proper. I was talking to Danny a little bit ago. He gave me a morning check here. 14 sport boats anchored up on the bank this morning. Yeah. But fly lining looks like a 1-0 hook and 30-pound test is a good way to get that fish that's there. And there's also that same grade bluefin up on the butterfly, a little bit of fish in there for the guys that aren't making it to the bank. Another morning report here, 22 up and 22 out. Had some fish around there this morning, as well as around the weather buoy just below the 43 and scattered yellowfin with the dolphins throughout the zone. So it is December, that's a fact, and the days are short. The mornings are chilly, but, man, the fish are biting. The weather's good. Time to go fishing, guys.
You know, the boats out at San Diego, and I know Seaforth, we're going to hear from Marcos, have just been nailing the bluefin tuna out there. And, yes, check the date, December 2nd, right, Mark?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just I can't believe that this has been happening for all these years and we didn't know about it. This is like a new pattern. I mean, right. Something's really fundamentally changing out there. And, man, I hope it stays around for a really long time. I like it.
Yeah, you got to love it. You know, Mark, the drag right now is my boat field research is in repairs right now. I'm having a seakeeper put in. So
I can't
chase these things, and it's killing me, man. I'm telling them, let's get this thing done so we can go chase some bluefin.
Oh, but then you're going to get out there, and you're not even going to have to anchor. You'll be able to drift and sit there rock solid.
Yeah, man.
How nice is that?
Yeah, I'll invite you. We'll go fishing for sure.
Oh, man, good for you, Pete. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's going to work perfect on that boat for sure. Hey, Mark, meantime, if you want all the information on the fishing, you got to get fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership or a gift membership. How about that? A great Christmas gift for
a friend. That is a fantastic gift.
And it lasts for a whole year. $20 off. $169, you get it for $149 by using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. But in the meantime, you want to get fishing information, you either look at fishdope.com or you go check out Mark. How do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. And, man, guys, you ought to go fishing. It's good.
Oh, boy. December 2nd. Let's go. All right,
that's
Mark.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right, speaking of bluefin, our buddy Marcos is at C4 Sport Fishing. There's more than just burritos and breakfast bowls at Seaforth this morning, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's going to be some bluefin here at some point today. Like you're saying there, they're still out there catching on those day and a half. The Tribute came back yesterday, 25. Anglers had 50 bluefin, which is the limit. So very good fishing there. And they're not seeing the 150-pounders that they were seeing a couple weeks ago. These are kind of 15 to 25 with fish up to 40 or 50 pounds. But you said it's December 2nd, and they're catching bluefin on a day-and-a-half trip. It's kind of hard to complain about that. And we've got this trip scheduled throughout the weeks coming up here, so definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got a few different options for those day-and-a-half trips. We're still running those half-day trips. Very good bottom fishing on the half-days right now. San Diego's taking a well-earned break right now, doing some boat work, getting the boat ready for another season of great fishing on there. But we'll probably have some three-quarter day back up online pretty quick here. Like I said, check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And we've definitely got some options for you, some very nice weather right now. Half day, if you just want to go out there and get some fish to maybe have a little barbecue, if you want to go and try and get some of those big bluefin, definitely check out those day and a half.
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely. And really, amazing because this is the time of the year where we get our best weather, and we have probably midsummer tuna fishing going on right now, right?
Oh, it's great. And, you know, if you can't get your boat up and running, I could probably talk one of the captains into taking you out there.
There you go. All right.
They might let you on the boat.
That'd be a good idea. You know what? I'll tell you how good it is. Captain Bob Fletcher went out last Tuesday, and they had limits by noon.
Yes, I heard about that. That's pretty good fishing. You know, the next test is I might have to go on one of these boats and see what happens.
Yeah, you know,
I might have to give it a test.
And I'm surprised that Bob hasn't called in this morning to talk about his trip. But he said that the first fish he hooked spooled him on 30 because they said, oh, most of these fish are like 30 to 40 pounds, right? Spooled him. So there's some bigger models running around out there too.
There definitely are, and like you said, you know, right now seeing the smaller ones, but hey, they were catching those big ones for a while, and I'm sure, but they didn't catch them all. I'm sure there's a few left out there. So
there's a few left, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Marcos. Well, get on down to C4 Sport Fishing and see Marcos and get out fishing.
Definitely. Come on down, guys. I'll take you out there gladly.
All right. Appreciate that very much. We'll talk to you next Saturday. All right. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial is traveling. He's on his way up on a boat from Cabo, bringing a boat back up from Cabo. So he may call us from a satellite phone later on, give us a report from Mag Bay. Maybe not. But he'll be back next Saturday, so we'll hear from him. That is our catch report today, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks. You've been looking for the live bait hook that keeps bait alive? That's Japan's leading fish hook. It's Gamakatsu, the hook that drives the point home with the absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Check gamakatsu.com for more details. Let's go ahead and jump to the phones. Doug in Montebello, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Doug.
Yeah, I got two questions here. More like two. How'd you get the name Jinren Sport Fishing anyway? And what do you have that nobody else has offered to offer me, fisherman?
How did I get the name? Was that your first question?
Yeah.
My wife's name's Jennifer, and when she was growing up, the kids used to call her Jen Wren. And when I bought my first new boat, I was belaboring over a name, and the yacht broker said, name the boat after your wife because you're going to pay it a lot of attention and spend a lot of money on it. And if it's named after her, it will benefit you.
Brilliant, brilliant.
So that's how I came up with Jen Wren. The first part of the story was good. The second part didn't seem to work out that way. She still wishes I spent more attention to her and less to the boats, but that's kind of the way it goes. When you have three girlfriends, you know, that's what happens.
Yeah, not just one, but three. Yeah.
What makes us different?
Yeah, what makes you guys different?
What makes us different is pretty much everything. I can't say that we have more talent than a lot of the other captains out there, although I will say that we probably catch more fish on any given day. And the reason because of that is our superior equipment. Starting with being able to carry more bait, we probably have double the bait capacity as the average fleet boat out there, which is huge to be able to have that bait. The equipment, our electronics are superior. We're able to see where we are and what we're doing with the chirp sounders, Simrad plotters. It's huge to be able to see what's going on, which most of the guys out there cannot.
Yeah.
Having an unlimited amount of fluorocarbon and different terminal tackle, for my crew and for my boats, I fish them like it's me fishing every day, and the gear just flows. Whatever we need, whatever the crew wants,
you pull it out.
We pull it out.
That's the cool. And you know, I'll chime in on this because myself as well as Jack, we've fished with you many, many times. What makes you different is you, Mark. You are the most meticulous guy I know when it comes to keeping the boat fit, right, the gear in perfect condition. All those factors, in addition to great crew members like Diego and Polo and all those guys, make it just that much better an experience. Right, Jack?
No, it's absolutely. And it's the comfort factor. I mean, it's such a pleasure
to be.
Well,
you mean the air conditioning inside?
Yeah. Air conditioning. The boat is clean.
Yep.
If you have your lady with you, she's going to enjoy it because it's like being at home.
Lots of
that
comfortable
boat.
Places to sit.
Yeah, lots. It's just and
fresh water systems.
Yeah,
it's all there.
Got it all.
Yeah.
So there you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go live to Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial. Oh, we just lost him. Oh, went to him and he went away. So hopefully
back,
Rick will try and
Rick.
Come back, Rick. We just tried to go to him and he's on a satellite phone, obviously. And hopefully we'll get him back very, very shortly. Well, in the meantime, let's go ahead and jump into the phones. Let's talk to Richard in Monrovia. Good morning, Richard. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Tom. I'm also waiting for Rick's call, too, because hearing your reports, I'm not going to do the bluefin. I'm going to go down to East Cape, I think, with my 4Runner and a kayak. What can I look forward to this time of year? What's the heaviest rig I might need? I'm looking at those Wahoo I heard that Rancho De Niro was talking about off the beach there. So what do you guys suggest?
What time of the year are you going?
Right now. I'm looking to leave them Monday.
Monday.
Driving down for 2 weeks. Working my way up and down the coast.
Did you say kayak?
Yep. Kayak with me.
You're bringing your own kayak.
And a quad.
And a quad.
No, just my 4Runner.
Oh, your 4Runner. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I'll be able to get to the distant beaches.
All right. Mark, any suggestions?
I haven't heard about Wahoo off the beach, but I think like a Valiant 300 with 30-pound would be the perfect outfit from a kayak. We were catching Wahoo on reels that small this summer. I think, I don't know whether we got one with you, Pete, on a reel that small.
Yeah.
But it for a kayak, I would think that would be like the perfect setup.
You mean an accurate Valiant?
Yeah.
That's the one, yeah. That's the one. Yeah, it is a nice reel. It's very. That's the newest reel in your line, right?
Yeah, the whole Valiant series.
Yeah.
Is a very light, very strong, and the 800 series just came out. The Valiant 800 is 25 ounces and holds 80 pound Spectra, 800 yards and 600 yards on the narrow. So that's the newest addition to the Valiant series.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big reel.
Yeah.
Two speed or single speed?
Two speed.
Two speed.
And, like, say, 25 ounces. It's pretty, pretty light.
Pretty light.
Yeah, it's whole new, that ribbing technology that they're using.
What's that?
Well, that's internal ribbing. It's like the same technology as an airplane wing, where you take a lot of the weight out of the wing. Obviously, airplanes, weight is a critical factor, but strength is also. So you do ribbing in airplane wings, gussets and struts. And we do the same thing on the interiors of the frame and the spools to take a lot of the weight out. We take about 30% of the weight out of the reel.
Wow.
But maintain the strength and resistance to flex. It's a whole new technology, basically.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Okay, we asked for it. Dart is on the line. Good morning, Bob Fletcher.
Bill, Pete, Mark, and Jack, good morning.
Good morning,
Jack. You had to give us the report. Come on, man. You had such a great trip on the Pacific Queen, really.
Absolutely. There were four sport boats on the bank and about a dozen yachts. Weather was beautiful. We started picking away at about daylight, and by noon or shortly thereafter, we had 58 beautiful bluefin up to 70 pounds. Ooh. And let me tell you, there's some big boys running around out there because Jonathan Yamati was running the Endeavor, and he was anchored just below us a little ways. He came on, talked to Gavin, and said, wow, we just had a bunch of big boys come through. We hooked five and got spooled on four of them, and we got one that was about 105 or 110.
Ooh.
And so when Gavin said go to the 30 or 25 pound, it was because the last trip he had limits of 20 to 30 pounders. This day was different. I ended up with one that was 30, one that was 50, and another one that I pulled on for about 45 minutes and ended up pulling the hook. But those fish, I'd say half the fish were well over 40. Beautiful fat fish. Couldn't have been a better day.
So what about gear? If somebody's going on one of these over 1.5-day boats or overnight boats out there to go catch these bluefin, what are you recommending?
Well, that's the tough part, Pete, because you got to have that lighter gear, the 25 or 30, because when that smaller fish is around, that'll handle them no problem.
Yeah.
But when you see those bigger fish, you never know when they're going to come through. If you don't have at least 40, 60, like that, 50, something you can pull on them with, you're dusted. I went all the way down to the knot from the Spectra tied to the reel, and I bent the rod as hard as I could, and the line broke right at the hook. Those are the things that are going to happen if you're not careful. But I went to 40 after I got dusted, and then I got the smaller one, the 30, and then I hooked those other two on 40. But there were guys getting them on 50 and 60, so you got to be ready for that.
Yeah, so bring the whole arsenal.
Yeah, absolutely. We never saw or thought we hooked anything for sure that was well over that 100 mark, but, God, when you hook some of those big boys like that's 80 to over 100, your 25 and 30 is just gone in an instant.
Check the date, December 2nd. You ready to go again, Bob?
Oh, man, I'm not because I'm leaving Thursday for the Cachos in El Salto.
Oh, okay. You're going to go pull on some bass.
That's it, man. I'm really fired up for that one. That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, it's a good time down there. Well, Bob, thanks for filling us in on that bluefin tuna fishing. Get on the boat. Get out there. Weather looks great for the next week, and the opportunity to catch a fish of a lifetime is just 60 miles away. How about that, huh?
Absolutely. It's such a great opportunity, and a lot of times the boats won't even be full, which is, and occasionally they can't even get away from the dock because there's no fish out here. It's December.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Captain Bob Fletcher. Nice to hear from you. Congratulations on your trip. Appreciate that. All right, Rick Jensen is back. Sport Fishing Financial. What the heck are you doing there, Rick?
Oh, hey. How are you guys doing there?
Good.
We got a better connection now.
Yeah, we do.
Sorry about that. Holding you up.
You're loud and clear. We want you in and we lost you, but we want to get the report. Where are you and what's going on?
Well, we're live from the Thetis where we're actually using some high-tech sonar on the Catania. We're mapping the bottom here where the, you know, the Mexico charts aren't exactly what you think they are. We're actually mapping it and recording it as we speak right here.
Sweet. Hey, my maps are right on.
Accidentally a couple marlin and a couple dorado along the way, and I know Jack. Hey, Jack, and hey, yeah. Mark, you guys are the big marlin fishermen. You'd be enjoying. They've got everything from the dredges to the spreaders to the teasers to every kind of line you can imagine out here. And every time I glance out of the salon, every 5 minutes or so, people are scrambling around. So the fish are popping up, and they're all around. And we're going to fish here a little bit, and we're able to get some other reports up and down the line on where to maybe stop. I guess we're going to hit some weather here by Tuesday. So we're thinking about making our way through the area near Cedros or Bahia Sancion, and then trying to get around the corner and get back home pretty quickly.
Nice, nice. Well, that sounds great. A really fun trip, but you have good weather now?
Yeah, it's beautiful out here now, but I guess we're going to hit some pretty good stuff on the nose here. But the report we were able to get from the rest of the peninsula over at Mag Bay, where we were at Mag Bay, I'm sorry, Mulahay, there's really good fishing there with lots of small snapper and cabrilla around in the shallow water, giant roosters off Punta Rosa and in the shallows inside the bay. Like I said, we might stop by and take a look up through the Bahia Sancion area where they say there's plenty of yellows and white sea bass around, but you got to work to find them. There's some yellowfin in the area, and there were some wahoo taken the other day off San Pablo, so that may be a chance for us midday tomorrow on the way back up. Over at Cedros, Jeff says that there's status quo fishing going on there. Yellows and the Dorado, or yellowfin and Dorado, are at the highest point south of the island. Yellowtail's still going good on the yo-yo iron. And the bite is picked up on the calicos there. And up at San Quintin, if we get a chance there, the yo-yo's on the high spot. The 6 and the 15, I guess, there were going pretty decent as well. But we're Jack and Mark, we're playing your game here. You know the kind of, you know how bad of a marlin fisherman I am, and this is the boat with all the gear and not quite the crew that won the Bisbees a couple of years ago, but we're giving it a go with what we got here and all the technology and all the gizmos.
Well, sounds like fun. Sounds like you're having a great time. I hope you beat that weather. And Rick, if somebody wants more information and wants to know how to do some proper investing, and I know you've helped me a lot, and
me
Jack's
too.
Involved. Yeah, Jack's involved with you. How do we get a hold of you?
Well, let's go fishing together to start with. Find me on the web, sportfishingfinancial.com, or give me a call at 949-481-1807.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Good luck, Rick.
Okay, guys. Right. Thank you.
Appreciate that. And when we come back, more of your phone calls. Still a line open at 858-457-1090. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090. This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
If you've been searching for that perfect inshore and offshore boat, Defiance is the one. Go far and stay dry is the Defiance slogan. And that is exactly what you get in these overbuilt, trailerable offshore boats. Inland Boat Center has the Defiance you are looking for in stock, ready to fish. A huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom. And over 300 new and pre-owned boats for everyone. Family-owned and operated. Their customer service is the finest available. They take trades of all types and offer amazing financing deals. Check out Inland Boat Center's inventory of Defiance Pilot House boats online, including the Admiral 22 and the San Juan 25. Solid construction with no wood to ever rot. Defiance boats are built to last. It is the peak of the season, and the Defiance boat deals have never been better. Along with great financing, you could be fishing next week in your new boat for much less than you ever thought possible. Inland Boat Center, 681 East Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more. Or at inlandboatcenter.com.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packed. They want to talk to you guys. They want to talk to Jack and Mark right here. They maybe even want to win a pair of those Piranha pliers, too.
We are available for counseling right now.
They're here. We are here. We are available. So let's talk to Chuck and Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, you guys, good morning.
Good morning.
I got to hand it to you. Just your ad sells you, you know, just class act. Those cobble boats, they're just fishing boats ever since they had that 21-foot center console, you know. And what's your favorite fish from around the world? Do a little round table there with everybody.
Mark?
What's your favorite fish to still catch and put a smile on your face? You have dorado or big marlin or whatever it is.
Well, you don't get that many opportunities at it, but if I had the opportunity, it would have to be a broadbill swordfish.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a good one. Jack?
I'm going to go with a striped marlin. Casting live baits on striped marlin on the Genran on an accurate 800 is my deal.
I love catching yellowtail at an island.
There you go.
That's my thing right there. Hey, good question there. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090 open right now. Jimmy in Oceanside. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, man, how you guys doing? And Merry Christmas to everybody.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, happy holidays. December, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. We're still catching bluefin. It's really crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm calling because, Jack, both you guys are wonderful. You're very giving. But there's something about Jack that just absolutely cracks me up. And one time at the Lynn Rose, he said to me, here, wear this shirt. You're going to go up on the at the banquet. You're going to receive a prize. So wear this Del Marsh T-shirt and show our colors. So I did. I went up and... I was so excited I won for the biggest tuna, and I turned my back, and I had my hands up, and I was just jazzed. And Jack, you've always been so giving. You know, you're always there for everybody. And, you know, and the other thing that I find really interesting about you, Jack, is you never change. I mean, you're always just happy. You know,
Jack.
Yeah.
Happy
yeah.
Jack, and now he's Ansel Adams. You know, he's this great photographer, so it's all good. And I think finally that you said to me one time, Jack, that you know, if I'd have known how wonderful grandchildren are, I'd have had them sooner.
That's cool. You know, last week you probably heard a caller call in and talk about how Jack holds court when he's on the boats and everybody kinds that comes up and.
Yeah.
You just make things fun on the boats, right?
Oh, we bring the upstairs chairs and we do counseling and we do therapy sessions.
Yeah.
If you're having a tough bite day, you come up and see Jack, and there might be a cocktail available and a good cigar and some soothing talk. You know.
Yeah, there you go. Jimmy, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to tell you about a great event coming up just a couple of weeks away. Let's Talk Hook Up and Fastlane Kayaks. We're going to invite you to come down and celebrate on Mission Bay with a live broadcast on Saturday, December 16th. It's kind of our holiday celebration from 7 to 9 a.m. on Saturday, December 16th. Because it's Ron Lane's birthday that day. And we're going to celebrate before and during and after the show. And Fastlane's going to have an amazing pre-Christmas sale on a variety of things to help make life more fun. That's what it's all about. It's all free. Come on down and join us. Celebrate the holidays and Ron's birthday Saturday, December 16th from 7 to 9 a.m. at Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay at Dana Landing. So mark your calendar for that. Also, Mike Lum, the amazing Mike Lum. That should be part of his name, is the amazing.
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fred Hall and Friends of Rallo, he made a note that do you order things on Amazon at all?
Not me. Wifey does.
Yeah, do you order things on Amazon?
I do, a lot.
And so do I, yeah. If you instead log in to smile.amazon.com and a quarter of a percent of your purchase goes to your favorite charity.
Oh, they'll make a fortune on me.
And so if you choose Friends of Rallo as your charity, which is listed among that, it doesn't cost you a penny, but Amazon will donate a quarter of a percent for everything they've purchased.
Deal.
So
Sweet. Next
time you order from Amazon, smile.amazon.com, instead of just amazon.com, just smile.amazon.com, and designate Friends of Rallo as your favorite charity. Quarter percent of every dollar.
Linda, are you listening, honey?
Yeah. And
that's
I would imagine that's going to add up, you know, when she spends
Christmas time?
A quarter million dollars on Amazon, you know, that's going to be a lot of money for, that's going to be a lot of money for.
Don't encourage her, please.
Does Amazon have sea keepers?
Yeah.
great idea, though. That's great.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob in Simi Valley, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Great.
Great.
Listen, you kind of already stole a little bit from my question. I'm big into the Accurate Valiant, and
thank
I saw
you.
That you came out with the 800 and
yeah.
the 800N.
Yeah.
I was just hoping maybe you could compare and talk about what would be the best use of those
blue
and
pin.
What pound line you would run on them. And also, I'm really prefer them in the blue and the silver rather than the red and the silver. How does the guy go about getting those ordered?
Those would
colors?
Be special order. Through one of your favorite tackle stores, what we call stocking dealers that actually carry inventory. If you talk to wherever you trade, they can get it done. But it's a special order thing. And
let's see, Bob's in Simi Valley, so
yeah.
maybe like the Longfin. Or...
Yeah, Longfin would be perfect.
Yeah.
I'd be ideal. Go see Eric at the Longfin, and they can tune you up on that. And that 800 series is, I would almost call it a bluefin special. It's 25 ounces. It comes two-speed only, narrow and standard width. It'll hold 800 and 600 yards of 80-pound Spectra. Pretty much a killer deal for the 100-pound category bluefin.
How do you know all this? You're retired.
Computer right in front of me.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
We're going to be catching marlin on them next year.
All right.
You can come down and test drive one if you want.
On
all
Genren.
Of them. On Genren.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the test boat.
It's the newest of the Valiant series.
All right.
We're very proud of it.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Bob. Appreciate that very much. You know, Bill Varney does our email blast every other week. And if you haven't signed up for our email list, get on it. It just comes to you every other week. We don't spam. We don't sell. We just send you an update with a great article as well as what's coming up on the radio show every week on that email blast. Just go to our website, letstalkhookup.com, and just look for the little box that says sign up for our email blast and just sign up and you're in. It's free. It doesn't cost you a penny for sure. And I want to also make mention is that every week we're giving away four of the CCA sport fishing calendars to four lucky people each week on our email blast. And today's the first day. And the email blasts, I send emails out to Captain Gus, Jim1969, Fishin.N8, and Nine Hunt It. You'll be receiving an email, and congratulations. You win that Bill Varney sport fishing calendar this week. We're going to give another chance next week to win that great sport fishing calendar. So check it out. Go to our website, letstalkhookup.com, and just sign up for our email blast. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones and talk to Mo in Vista. Good morning, Mo.
Good morning, guys. I'm just checking. Hey, Mark, I was wondering what kind of electronics do you have on your boat? I'm going to repower and put new electronics on mine. I'm trying to decide if it's a Simrad or Garmin.
All three of our boats have Simrad Evo 2 touchscreens. Two on each boat. They all have the chirp sounders. They have the 4G radar,
which is great radar.
The autopilot, I can't remember the name right now. And it's all
AP25, I think.
That might be the head, but there's a couple different computers depending on how big your boat is,
yeah.
which one
no. yeah.
you would want, and it's all integrated together. The thing that I like about it is it's extremely user friendly. When I bought Vaquera a couple years ago and I brought it down to the East Cape from San Diego, the electronics that were on there. I had a 4-day ride down to East Cape from San Diego, and I tried to change the clock for 4 days. I just wanted to get the right time, and I couldn't figure out how to do it.
Probably Furuno, huh?
Well, actually, yeah, I wasn't going to name names. But
I just know. I mean, Furuno's great gear, but it's just so complicated.
And this Simrad is so intuitive.
Yeah.
It's so easy to operate. I highly, highly recommend it.
Yeah. And as good as the Evo 2 is, the Evo 3 is that much better. It's amazing that the next step up from Evo 2 is with Simrad, it's Evo 3, and it's got some amazing things in it. Just like Evo 2 made it revolutionary, Evo 3 is that much better.
Uh-huh.
So you'll have to check that out.
Yeah, and all I just need 6 of them, that's all.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Hey, I hope that helps you out, Mo. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And that's the thing about going fishing with you on Genran down in the East Cape, is that you truly have fine electronics on that boat.
It gives us such an edge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really the edge.
Yeah. I mean, generally speaking, when you go fishing in Mexico, they're not relying on electronics. They're using their eyes, like you talked about Diego's eyes and the development of his eyes. But when you have electronics, that helps a lot.
It's huge.
Yeah. Get you on the spots you need to be. Let's talk to Lindsay in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning. Hey, Jack. I still got my Del Marsh T-shirt.
Is this Bob? Bob Lindsay?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Nice to hear from you. Great.
Thank you. Hey, I have a place in Santa Rosalia, Baja, and the gill netting is horrendous down there. Do you guys have that problem down there?
In the East Cape?
You know, last year we had a pretty bad problem. I was walking the beach in the morning when I'm not fishing. I walk the beach. And there were dead birds laying all over the beach. And my wife was asking me, what's with all these birds? And I didn't really know until one day I discovered the gillnets out there. And the fishermen finally got together. The sports fishing fleet in Agua Amarga got together. And they ran the guys out of town. And
those are guys from the mainland, right?
I don't know who they were, but they got rid of them. And they haven't been back. So I'm sure that it's still going on, but not in the severity that you're talking about, or the severity that we had last year. It a lot of it went away because the fishermen finally got angry enough that they kind of took matter in their own hands.
Yeah. And, you know, I got to say, Lindsay, that Mexico's doing a lot of things, that closing areas and doing things to protect the areas. How about looking up at the real problem, and that's the gillnet guys. Like we addressed in the United States or in California many, many years ago, we banned those inshore gill nets, and look what it's done to our inshore fishery. If Mexico really wants to do something good for their resource, they will ban that inshore gill net fishery. And I don't know that you agree with that, Mark. You live down there.
100%. It's almost – there's only a few guys that have permits.
Yeah.
It's almost banned, but they just need more enforcement.
Yeah, and if Mexico would listen instead of doing things that aren't helping the resource and do that one single thing for their resource, they would be way ahead of the game, in my opinion. And I'll say this, Lindsay, I know – as you like Gonzaga, like Rick and I were up in Gonzaga Bay last spring, and you know, up above that, the gill netters are just everywhere up there, and it's just horrible to see. So,
well, what they used to do is go out and set it once a night and pull it in the morning, but now they're setting it 4 or 5 times a day. I know for a fact because I'm right next to them, and they're just wasting most of their catch. On the other hand, they have to eat themselves, so it's a catch-22.
No, that's a poor excuse.
Yeah, it's a
bad excuse. You know, a bank robber has to eat also. That doesn't make it right to go rob a bank.
Exactly. And that's a good point. And also, there's other ways to make a living than destroying the environment and the future. They're basically destroying their living for the future is what they're doing. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, honest to God, I've had them try to run me down at least twice.
Yeah.
Once this last time I was down there, I just got back, and they don't like us.
Yeah, well.
It's kind of mutual.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot, Lindsay. Appreciate the call this morning. Frank in industry, we just have about 45 seconds for you.
Oh, good morning, guys. I just wanted to ask Mark, does it matter where I'm staying if I want to book the boat? How far, like what range will the boats go to pick up customer?
From Rancho Leonero to Playa del Sol or any of the local residents on the East Cape.
Any of the East Cape resorts.
Yes. It has to be East Cape. You can't go further north, like up to like Martha's Bay or anything like that.
We could. We could. And I have picked people up at Punta Pescadero before.
Okay.
Yeah. So what best thing to do would be to just give Mark a call or shoot him an email, right, Mark?
Yes.
You've got a U.S. phone. Give it
yes.
to us.
310-308-5841 or teamgenren.com.
Yep. And you can actually see a calendar right online, all the information about the costs, and you can see if your date is open, too, right there online.
Yes.
Teamgenren.com. Yeah. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. When we come back, we're going to give away a pair of pliers and wrap things up here, tell you about tomorrow's show. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup. Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want. A gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle from Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Tranks, Terramar, Colt Sniper, Torium, Tiagra, Flatfall, and much more from Shimano. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day and three-quarter-day trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Mo and Vista, you're the winner of that Accurate Piranha rigging plier, courtesy of Deckhand Jack. Thank you, Jack. And all the boys over there. Thanks to the boys, really, the real brains behind the
Well, that are. They do the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
I do the boat riding and fishing.
You're
what
the,
a job, huh?
You're the ombudsman, shall we say, right?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Give me a dictionary.
Yeah. And Mark Rayer, Genren Sport Fishing, whether it be Diego on the deck or Captain Jack on the deck, you're always down there, and you take care of your customers so well. Highly recommend, if you're going to the East Cape, pay the extra money, fish with Genren. You will not be sorry.
Thank you, Pete. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. How do we get a hold of you?
You can call me at 310-308-5841. You can email me through my website at teamgenren.com, or you can email me personally, mark@teamgenren.com.
Yeah, whether you're staying at Rancho Leonero, Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, wherever, anywhere in the East Cape. If you want to go for our tournament in June down to Rancho Leonero, I think you still have a couple of boats ready.
All three boats are still available.
Okay, and then our tournament next October at Palmas de Cortez.
October's tough. I've only got one day left.
Yeah, you got one day left. Okay, so get on it. Don't hesitate and jump on it with TeamGenRen.com. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you coming in. And thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does for Let's Talk Hookup. Thank you, Adam. And thank you for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Really fun show tomorrow. Al Q, this guy has caught things on a fly rod that will boggle your mind. He's amazing. And he's going to be here in the Mighty 1090 studio tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We're going to give away that amazing Anza knife to one lucky caller tomorrow. So thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090. Packed up my waiters.